Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Sukkah, daf Chav Zayin, and we are on towards the end of Perek Lulav Va'arava. And, we discussing the Nisach HaMayim and how much it is parallel to the Nisach HaYayin. And we just spoke about the line of the Mishnah where there was a Tzduki that, did the Nisach HaMayim on his legs, and therefore he was stoned by all of Klal Yisrael that saw him do this terrible act. That's what the Mishnah said. Shapamachas nisach al raglav v'ragmu kol am be'esrogehem, and the whole am stoned him with their esrogim. We mentioned the idea of Rav Soloveitchik about the idea of nisach hamayim is some type of Torah shebal peh, and therefore they took their esrogim, which is also Torah shebal peh. Right, it's one of the examples that the Rambam gives of devarim hamisurim. Mekubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was related. So now we have a line that we also had back in Maseches Yuma, where we are up to. We spoke about Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Now we're back to that story in the Mishnah. Istabai Meimar, some say, we know there are three stories. There are three stories that the Gemara is going to put together here about Tzdukim. Number one is the one that we just had, where the Tzduki does the Nisach HaMayim in the improper way. Number two is that's Sukkah. Then we have Yom Kippur. We had the story about a Tzduki who actually did the Avoda, like the Tzdukim believe against the Prushim on a Yom Kippur. What was that? That meant that the, we interpret the, Torah Shabbat Peh as, or we know the Torah Shabbat Peh interprets the Torah Shabbat Chsav as, you go into the Kodesh Kadashim with the coals and with the Ketores, and it only starts smoking. You only put the Ketores onto the hot coals inside the Kodesh Kadashim. And then it starts smoking, and then the Kohen leaves. But the Tzdukim believe the opposite. The Tzdukim believe first you make it smoke, first you put the Ketores on, and then you bring it in. So there was a Kohen Gadol that did it the other way. And he came out, remember, in Maseches Yuma, he came out and he started boasting to his father. And we had 2 days there, whether he actually had time to boast to his father or actually he dropped dead right when he came out. Right? That was a second story of the Tzduki. And then the third story of the Tzduki was in Maseches Parah, where there was a Tzduki that went against the Halacha, that we know that a Tful Yom is allowed to do the avoda of the Parah Aduma, that the Dafka and the Chachamim, the Mishnah says in Parah that they were metame, right? Because the drasha is that a Tul Yom who goes to the mikvah, but has to wait till Shkia to become tar. That's what they did. The third parak of Parah Aduma, Mesechas Parah, umetamim hayu akohen azorev zapara. They were metamehim to dafka use the Tful Yom. Ibn Adstukim shloyu omriyab ma'orev shemesh haisanasis, because they said that you can't use a Tful Yom. You have to wait till Harev Shemesh. And we say, no, you can use a Tful Yom. But that's what, there was a mikvah, right? There on Harazesim, right? That's what the Mishnah says there. Zikne hayu, Yisrael hayu makdimin, baraglem har mishcha, ubeis tfila hayasham, vechulu. So there was also a story once that there was a Tzduki that wanted to show the Chachamim that you can't use a Tful Yom, so you kind of delayed the whole day, and then they wanted to make it so they were going to go the next day after the Tful Yom. So all of these stories, there was a Tzduki that was involved in a story against the Chazal. By two of these stories, right, by here, the Tzduki was killed with the Esrogim. By the Yom Kippur story, there are different versions about whether he was killed right away or a couple of days later he died. So the Gemara says, "Istabai meimar hid depara hid desuki degipurim." One version is that there was the same Stuki in all three stories, the same Stuki. So you have to work it out because it was Yom Kippur and Sukkis and Paraduma. So they did the Paraduma mamish right at around the same time. So Rev Simon, Law Mark Rev Simon said, "No, no, no. You can't say that the Sukkis story and the Yom Kippur story were together because he died." So he couldn't have died both ways. Either he died when he came out of the Kodesh Kodashim, or he died by the Esrogim. So if Simon Lomarkin, Ella, he says you could put two together. Ella, O de para u de suka, chad, u de yom kippurim chad. Yeah, you can't put have suka and yom kippur the same. O de para u de kippurim chad, u de suka chad. So the Gemara says, man da amar lo ba'u yamim kalamach mace. If you say he died a couple of days later after Yom Kippur, so then you could say, Slatei and Avad, he did all three, because a couple of days after Yom Kippur is Sukkis. So he died by these Esrogim, a couple of days after Yom Kippur, on the beginning of Sukkot. Manda Amar, Yatza Chotmo Mizanik Tola'im. But if you say, no, when he came out of the Kodesh Kadashim, he was having these worms come out of his nose. Ukamin Parsas Egel Betoch Mitzcho, and there was a shoe print so to speak, not a shoe, a footprint on his forehead, which is a simin that a malach had given him a whack, right? So then, come on to Amar, then you'd have to split it. Oh, deparu de sukkah chad u de kippurim chad. Oh, deparu de kippurim chad u de sukkah chad. So we'll have to do one of those. Why the nose? Why the nose? So that's the discussion we had back in Maseches Yuma. Rashi discusses on Yutesim and Beis and Maseches Yuma. The nose is because that's what went inside. That's what went inside first. Mi bachutz. Let me find the lashon of Rashi. Rashi here says chotem nichnas rishon. He says discusses different parts of it here. First he quotes mi bachutz. Sheyedarshin al yavo ki im ba'anan. Ki be'anan e'ra'eh. Right, that's how they darshed it. V'ksiv bereishit dekrov al yavo b'chaleis alakos b'asher ki ba'anan ash naktaris yavo v'oz e'ra'eh ala kaparis. That's how they darshed the psukim to have the smoke first. Mechotmo shehu rishon le'evarim likanes labayis. The nose is the first limb in as he walks in, so that's why he got punished starting from the nose. L'fishu bolet l'fanav. Like it's bolet l'fanav. Kiddo amar nami v'zekha shuas, and Rashi quotes like the Gemara in Shuas. In the Bavli, Daf Yizayin, Hanichnas, the Bayis HaMenuka, Derech La'achorav. If you walk into a Bayis HaMitzora, Bayis HaMenuka backwards, that's not called regular Knisa. V'yafilo Nichas Kulo, Chutz Mechotmo, Tohar. So you see, if it's the last one in going backwards, it's the first one in going forwards. Alma Haba, Derech Achorav, Nichas Chotmo, Acharon. So Rashi quotes the backwards in order to show the forest. Reb Yaakov Emdin, you know, here in the Yavetz is not so convinced. The nose? I don't know. How about the foot? Does the foot go first or the hand that's swinging, go first? I'm not sure. Reb Yaakov Emdin here wonders, whether it's, true that the nose goes first. Says Reb Yaakov Emdin here in the Yavetz. Nira Be'enai. The low dummy. No, don't compare. He quotes the Rashi, but going yet. Ki holich derech achorav vaday chotmo nichnas acharon. Fine, if you go backwards, I understand that the nose is going last. Mashenkin holich lefanav biyadu shiraglo kodemes. The foot goes first, so I don't think it's the nose. Aval nira li dahai taima di anesh mechotmo. Why the nose? Lefisha hiskin mi bachutz v'nen emirech aktores. And he quotes this from the Ritva also. No, the point is that when he started burning the Ktoris outside, and the Ktoris smelled unbelievably. So that's why the nose. Because he was Nana from the Reach Ktoris. Shlomo Aka Mitzvah. Ubemezit Alpha Gabdalonis Kavilanos. Vareach Leis Bomi Ilam. Mikomakam Yisurika. Vishani Habala Adam. Balkarcha Bamaka Mitzvah. Bidelo Efshar. Lefichach Bala Laonish Bofanze. Kitacha Shayelo Lakayim Yasimu Ktoris Baapecha. Hinehu Shalach Hazmora Al Apo. So that's why the nose, says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, also based on the Ritva. Okay, Yuma Daf Yutes. So they have these stories. So once we're on the topic, we mention some other tragedy or difficult a sin that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Tzavcha Aleinu Azara. The Azara screamed about them. Who's the Azara? This is like Ki'ilu Abaskol went out of the Azara. What about them? When was their plural? So this is talking about the B'nai Eli, who the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, that they sounded from the Pasuk, it sounds like they lay with, and they were mezana with women who used to bring karbanos, but Chazal say in Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei or so, that this is on that, in the whole sugya about Kala Omer David Chata Eino Latoe, Kala Omer Ruvain Chata Eino Latoe, Kala Omer B'nai Eli Chata, meaning don't say that they sinned exactly what was written in the Pesukim, but Chazal say it meant that they delayed bringing the karbanos on the days they were supposed to, including karbanos for a yoledes. So if you don't bring the karban, they can't go back to be with their husbands. So the fact that they delayed and the women didn't expect their karbanos to be brought, so by delaying the husband and wife to be together, that's why the pasuk describes it as such. So when that sin took place, so tzav chalein azara, tzu mikan b'nei eli, go out, timeta meis olokenu, you have been metame, the Beis Hashem. But I'm the Beis Hashem, so that was Ki'ilu, it was screamed, right? The Pnei Moshe here says, Klomar, Kemoshe Tzavchal B'nei Eli, Tzach Tzavchal Azara Al Elu Sh'asu Shaloka Hogan. So just like we have this Besora that there was a Baskol that went out, so to speak, by B'nei Eli, so too all these other stukim. Good. Bo Bayom, on that day that they threw the Esrogim at the stuki, Nifgama Karen HaMizbeach. The corner of the Mizbeach was damaged, right? It was these big esrogim coming. So the corner of the Mizbeach was damaged. And Vinasu Olav Gush Shal Melech, it looked terrible. right? The Mizbeach wasn't a perfect square. Like we know the Mizbeach was structured. There was a square upon a square upon a square, and when all went up, everything was a square except for the bottom square, right? I think the bottom, the base of the Yesod was like 32 by 32. I think the other next box up was 30 and kept going in. But the base, as we know, that the east side and the south side of the Yesod didn't exist, because the entire Mizbeach had to be in Shevet Binyamin, right? Based on the Unkelis, the Uvenk Tefav Shachin and the all the Karbanos, right? The Tarav Zeroa, right? Now that's good, right? The wolf, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitraf, right? The Ze'ev is like the Mizbeach, and it had to eat all the Karbanos, so the border Binyamin Yehuda went right through, and Yehuda, you know, he couldn't have any part of the Mizbeach. That's why that Mizbeach had to be cut, as the Gemara describes in Maseches Zvachim. But besides that, it was a square. So on top, it was damaged, though. So it's a bizayon to leave it. Shelo yeh nira kepagum. We don't want the Mizbeach to look pagum. So therefore, they stuffed it up with a solid piece. So therefore, not that it made it kosher, but at least it didn't look bad, and people saw some salt, and they figured there's always salt on the Mizbeach, so they couldn't tell that it was damaged. Shekol Mizbeach she'ein lo keren, v'sovev, v'yesod pagamu. Because any Mizbeach that doesn't have the keren, the kronos on top, and the sovev, the ledge that went around the middle of the Mizbeach, and the yesod pagamu, and therefore they put this in so it wouldn't look bad, right? They couldn't fix it totally, as the Karban Eidi here says. Kolomer lo shehi kasher lavod b'stim azu ela she'ein kvodo shel mizbeach shehi nireh kapagum v'lo yafshel l'takin l'gamrei shrebi yantif haya. It was yantif, right? So they couldn't fix it, right? They couldn't do bone, but they were able to at least cover it up so it wouldn't be a bizayin to the mizbeach. Bon kumi Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yavo says, one second, v'haksiv, what does it mean that there was a mark of a malach on his forehead? How is that allowed? Vachsev, didn't we learn? V'chol adam lo yia ba'ol moed b'vo l'chaber b'kodesh atzeso. Right? Nobody's allowed to be in the ol moed. Afilu osan shekasev bohen udemus peneyem penei adam lo yiu ba'ol moed b'vo l'chaber b'kodesh. Right? Even malachim can't be in the kodesh kodeshim when the Kohen Gadol goes in. So how could there be a malach there? They gave him a whack. When he comes out, we saw the mark of the malach. I'm alone, Bishashu Nichnas Kedarko. No, if he's doing the right thing, if he's acting properly, so then there are no malachim there. But if, once he's not doing the right thing, so then there's no problem for a malach to be there. And the Mefarshim also explained this on that daf on daf Yutes. The Tosfos Yeshanim says, Kamin Yushalmi Parach. The Tosfos Yeshanim there on daf Yutes quotes are Yushalmi. Vaksiv v'chol adam v'chulu. And he says, Lord ask me, doesn't look come on, umitarets kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu haya. That's the way that the Tosfos Yeshanim formulates our Yerushalmi. Kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning, what does that mean? If you don't do it properly, they're like, get out of here. What are you doing here? So they were out for the kvod of Hashem, right? If it's usually they're doing it properly, it's then fine. But here, kvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu haya, that was the lashon of the Tosfos Yeshanim here, formulates our Yerushalmi in that way. Right, we talk about even the Malachim can't be there. There's another idea that the Malachim can't be there, not just the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, but the Shabbos table of a Jew. Right? There is a question that's dealt with by the Achronim, and that is, Tzeischem L'Shalom. We all say Tzeischem L'Shalom by Shalom Aleichem, and the question is, why do we say Tzeischem? We don't want the Malachim to leave, so why do we ask them to leave? So the Chidah says, well, we don't know when they're going to leave. So we say, whenever you happen to leave, like you go to a wedding and you don't know if you're going to see the Baal Yisimcha later, so you go in the middle, like, I just want to say Mazel Tov now, might not see you on the way out. So we don't know when the Malachim are going to leave, so we say, and that's why some Sfardic customs even have the Girsa, Bit Tzeischem L'Shalom, right? When you leave. But there are other suggestions given too. There's two, the Sfas Emes and the Pritzadik. The Sfas Emes says, what is Tzeischem L'Shalom? So Masa Emes says, just like we know from Rashi in Parshas Vayetze, that there are malachim based on space. Right? We know the Yaakov Avinu, Olim V'Yardim, he sees the malachim going up and down. These were the malachim Eretz Yisrael that were going up, and the malachim Chutz Laretz that were coming down. So, and then on the way back by Machanayim, they're switching. So you see there are malachim of space. Says the Sfas Emes, there are also malachim of time. There are malachi Shabbos and the malachi Chol. and there are Malachi Kol that accompany us the whole week, and the Malachi Shabbos that to come on Shabbos. That's what we're saying. Shalom Aleichem to the Malachi Shabbos that have just joined us, and the Tzeischem L'Shalom is the Malachi Kol that are going out. Somebody says, and what happens at the end of Shabbos? Right? The Malachi Shabbos turn into the Malachi Kol, or they just leave without a send-off? But that's the Sfasembes. That has nothing to do with us. But the Pre-Tzadik, Rabbi Tzadok, and I saw this B'Shem, the Shem Yishmuel also, now maybe it means that when we come to the Shabbos table, on Shabbos, even the Malachim who have come to join us, we say, Tzeischem L'Shalom, right? This is now Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even the Malachim can't be with us at the Shabbos table, right? Like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Kohen Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kadashim, no Malachim allowed. So to hear, when we come, we say Tzeischem L'Shalom. By saying Tzeischem L'Shalom, that's the greatest reflection of our recognition of what the Shabbos experience is. Right? One might say, no, I don't want the Malachim to leave. No. This is a reflection that we recognize what we're about to enter into. Okay. We continue. Says the Mishnah, Kamaseo Bachol Kach Maseo B'Shabbos. Here, the last Mishnah here in the fourth parak. Just like whatever the Nisa Chamayim was done on weekday, the same Avodah was done on Shabbos. Ella, Shayim Amali Me'erev Shabbos Chavish Al Zahav. But rather, they filled on Friday. They filled a golden barrel. She'ena Mekudeshes. That was not sanctified. Why? Minash Iloach. Right? Because they couldn't use a kli sharis. They couldn't take the water on Shabbos because that's the Isra of Hotzah. So they had to get it before Shabbos. But the problem is, if you get the water in a kli sharis, and that's mekadesh, the water, so then there's a principle called lina. Lina, leaving something over and it becomes pasul. Lina only happens if there's something with kedushas haguf. Right? If I have water in my house, I leave it overnight. You know, so if it's covered, right, there's no problem with the mayim gluyim, but it doesn't become nifsal belina, right? It's only if something has kedushas haguf and then it's left overnight. That's what we know, that the Mishnah has described, that the pulley system for the kiyar goes all the way down during the night, so it's connected to the natural water source, so there's no problem of lina, because the kiyar is a kli sharis, and the water in there will become nifsal belina. So here, if you get the water from the shiloach before the day before, and then you leave it overnight, so then that could be problems of lina. So that's where you use a kli that is not mekudeshes, right? That is not mekudeshes. What do you mean? Doesn't it become mekudeshes the first time you use it? Right? We have a principle called, when the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, how do you make a kli holy? By sprinkling some water on it. Mishichasa mechanchasan. But after the Shemana Mishcha was put away, what do we say? Avodasa mechanchasan. It's usage. The first time you use it. So the carbonator says, yeah, so it must be that you use a kli that was never used. Right? You must be using a kli that was never used in the avoda of the mikdash. That's the only way. The only way that you can, that's what it means by in mekudeshes, so the carbon eda. Shlo nischancha la'avodas hamizbeach. That was never used. It wasn't nischanich. Should hei kedusha l'kli sharis. To kai malon. Because the Gemara says in Yuma, kol hakelim she'asa Moshe, mishichasen mekadashtan. A kli that Moshe used, mishicha. Mikan ve'elach avodasa mechanchasan. So says the Mishnah, back to the Mishnah. So they used to fill it from Erev Shabbos from a kli that was on mekudesh ben ha'shiloch ha'menicha b'lishka. And they used to leave it in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore they would use that the next day. The Rechaim Kadievsky says, we had a machlokas earlier, that it could be that a kli could be niskadesh even verbally. So it must be there wasn't even a verbal declaration here on this kli. Or else that would make it holy too. So he says, v'mishas hazmana hacha b'chavish lo izmina. Must be that there was no even verbal declaration. Continuing, nishpacho niskal. So whatever, you have the water, you worked it out to get it before Shabbos, and all of a sudden, it spills. Nishbacho nisgalsa, or mayim gluyim, the cover. You had a cover for it, and then it got uncovered, so it was left overnight uncovered. Then hayim malim nakiyar. So then, fine, it's only lechanchila to get it from the shiloach. But if not, I just take it from the kiyar, and we know the kiyar, as we just said, was lowered, so that wasn't nifsal belina. Why? Shamayim v'ayayin megulim sulim agamayim mizbeach. Because anything that was megula, water or wine, that was megula, you're not allowed to use it on the mizbeach, and we'll see why in the Gemara. So that's why you had to switch, and that's lechadchila. But the Yavid could use any water that's not nifsal belina. So la malish ena mekudeshes. Ask the Gemara, why do you have to use an ena mekudesh kli? Ve'afilu mekudeshes. Use a mekudesh kli. What do you mean? Isn't there a nifsal belina? So no one said, no, lochein amar rav acha bar rabbi chinina b'shem rabbi yasa. Because the pasuk says, you have to know the first part of the pasuk. The Gemara here quotes only the second part of the pasuk. The first part of the pasuk. Umashachta es mizbeach as olav as kol kelav. You shall anoint the mizbeach and its kelim. So we compare in the pasuk the mizbeach and the kelim. V'kidashta es hamizbeach v'hamizbeach kodesh kadashim. And then you shall sanctify the mizbeach and it should be kodesh kadashim. But the first half of the pasuk compares. We have a hekesh, right? Remember, hekesh is within one pasuk. Smichus is two different sukkim. And the darshan, whether you're darshan smuchin, right? The difference between the first four books of the Torah and the last, and dvarim. But here, the hekesh in the same pasuk. So ma mizbeach eino makadesh ela bidas. So maybe we should compare the kelim with the mizbeach. Just like mizbeach is only makadesh midas. What does that mean? Explains the Karban Eida. If I put something chulin on the mizbeach, it does not become kadosh. Elim kein hikdish. Unless I was makdish and I just happened to be put on mizbeach, it's not kadosh at all. Something that has some type of kedusha, the mizbeach is makadish, even in oroila, is a kind of im ala lo yered. But, the Gemara says, mizbeach is not makadish without das. Avakin lo yikadosh ela bidas. So he asked the Gemara, isn't there a rule that you need das, you need kavanah? They ever put something in a klisharis, but have kavanah, that it shouldn't be miskadesh. That doesn't work. Ask the Gemara. Right? Don't we compare it to the mizbeach? There's, why should you have to put it in a kli? She'ena mukudeshes, put it in a kli, that's mukudash. But, have in mind, right, have kavanah shalom. Kavanah shalom. So, Chizkia Amar, no. Couple of answers, it's all, you're right. Really, you should be able to do that, but it's based on a marasayan type of idea. Chizkia Amar, Shloyu Omrim, Ra'inu Mayim, Shenis Malo, Kisha Naivra, Glam, and Sambalina. People are gonna think that you filled this up the night before, and you are gonna use it for Kiddush Adayim Braglayim, right? And for the, you don't have to use the Kiyar, and, they're gonna think that you're allowed to use that, and they won't know that you had Kavanah Shlo Liskadesh, right? The base of Rabbi Yanai Amrin, or they'll think Shlo Yomrin, the people shouldn't think Reinu Meachag Nifsal and Belina. They'll think that the, it was the water that you designated for the Nisach HaMayim that also you can leave overnight, Nifsal and Belina. Meaning it looks bad. By the other case, if you use a kli shalom niskadesh, they'll know, oh, I never saw that kli before. Right, I guess they're using a kli that, you know, for this purpose. But if you use a regular kli, you just have kavana, that's something in private. So therefore, it's a marasayan problem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, jet, mibnei marasayan. Right, he just says, mibnei marasayan. It says the Gemara, v'lo yadin, I'm not sure what Rabbi Yochanan meant. In kahada de chizkiya, in kahada de rabiana, is he just repeating one of the first two? Because those are also marasayan. In, could add in that word, divrei hakol, or he's saying both. Right, but either way, it's an issue of marasayin. We don't want people to think that the kli here that is being used, that's nifsa balina, right? That you're using water that's nifsa balina, and therefore it could lead to people, you know, assuming that's the halacha, right? There's whatever the case may be, right? Remember, marasayin, the some achronim, Rav Moshe has a shuv about this, the relationship between marasayin and chshad. Right, the Gemara has the principle of chshad, let's say, by Neiros Chanukah. That if you have, in the days of old, if you had two windows on two opposite sides of your house, you had to put a menorah, a chanukiah, in both sides. Because if people only see it, don't see it in the window. Even though you put it on one side, they'll think, oh, he didn't light Chanukah candles. What's going on here? So you have to put it on both sides so people aren't choshed. So again, as Bana said, we don't really do that. But that's not an issue of, oh, people are going to think you don't have to light Chanukah candles. That's more of just, you know, people are going to look badly upon me. Different than Marasayan, which Marasayan often is used as people are going to think, oh, I didn't know this was a kosher restaurant, right? So you're going to go into and assume it's kosher or be misled. Marasayan and Chshad. These are both this is the concept of the other person looking. We also have the responsibility of not to make it hard, right? Other people have to be Dan Lakav Schus. Right, we have to just not make it hard to be Dan Lakavschus. Right, v'nimsachein v'seichal to b'nei Elokim v'adam. Right, the Mishnah in Shkalim that when the Kohen goes in to do the Chumasa Halishka, he's not allowed to have any pockets, he's not allowed to have any hems and cuffs on his pants, so it doesn't make it hard for people to have that Dan Lakavschus or lead to Maris Ayin, as is said here. Good. Rabbi Pedas b'shem Rav Oshia Meisota Nifsalim Balina. Rav Oshia says the mesota are nifsa balina, right? The sota water that has to be mixed and you put the Shem Hashem inside before she drinks. That's nifsa balina. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Avuna, no. Kol she'ein mimenu la mizbeach ein alina posel esbo. Rav Avuna argues and says no. It's not that everything that goes into a klisharis is nifsa balina. Only something that is going to the mizbeach. So that's going to be nifsa balina. If the purpose of the sota water is for her to drink, right, it's nothing to do with the mizbeach. So anything that's not going to go to the mizbeach So, like the Mesota, so the Lina is not Posel, and Rabbi Avuna argues on Rabbi Pedas, so Machlokas, whether the Mesota is Nifsal, Balina. Says the Gemara, Havin Boi Meimar Avar Vehevi Kasher. We think, going back to the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? You come into the base of English in the morning on Shabbos of the, day that you brought the water from before Shabbos, and you find it's Mayim Megulim. You find it's, the cover fell off. So what if you brought that water anyway? There are those that said it's a psul derabanan, it's bula chanchila, haviboin meimar ava vehevi kasher. Right? It's just it's kasher even if you brought it at the evid. Why? Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, de'ein megula psul ela lachanchila dema'is. We think that it's only a lachanchila problem because it's disgusting to use this kind of water. Umishemak riveinu lefechasecha. The pasuk says, don't bring me something that it's tainted, that is stained, which is Megula water. Ve'enu ala chadchila, had the ever kasher. It's only a problem with chadchila, but the ever will be okay. That's what we thought. But Tana, Rabbi Yoshua, Dromi, Akumi, Rabbi Yonah, no. Shemai va'yayin, hamagulim, psulim, me'agam ezbeach. It's puzzle. No, it's puzzle even with the ever. My time, but what's the source? Because the pasuk says, v'seh achas, min atzon, min amasai, mimashke Yisrael. It's a drasha that's used a lot. Whenever you use items for a carbon or even more extended, it has to be something from that's kosher. This is brought by tefillin also. Midavar shu mutter l'Yisrael. That's the drasha. You have to use something that's mutter. And therefore, mayim megulim is not drinkable. Not drinkable because of the chshash of the snake venom. So the Gemara says, ad kudun mayim, that's fine water. Yayin? What about wine? The carbon Eda here quotes that there's a machlokas tanoim in the Mishnah in Shrumos, whether even if you have yayin that was left over, maybe you could strain it. Maybe you could strain it then use it. So what do you mean wine? Why should wine be a puzzle? So Amar of Shosai, Hamasameach Elokim Va'anashim. The wine has to bring simcha. And if you have wine that was left over, even if you strain it, you're not going to drink that with the same gusto and the same, you'll be a little bit of nervous and worried. It won't be Misameach. See the Karban Aida? Even if you strained it, it's not going to be misameach anashim. Right? Maybe there'll be a little poison left, so it's not going to bring the same simcha. So therefore, it still doesn't fulfill the ultimate what you're supposed to use it for. We know the Shulchan Aruch says meikar adin. One of those doesn't have to worry anymore. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Gra that he was machpid about it still. That's in the Siman in Yoredeya Kufta Zayin about the Dvarim Sha'asur Mishum Sakana. Hadra Paraglu of Arava, Rabosai, the last parak. The last parak here in Masechta Sukkah. Parak HaChalil. HaChalil, so the last on the list. Or the whole last parak we explained the first Mishnah in the last parak, about, the different mitzvahs Hayom and how many days they are done. So HaChalil, which is the flute. Why did he mention the flute? It's all the musical instruments. The Mefarshim here explained the flute is the loudest. The flute is the one that leads the other instruments. The Karban Eda says, V'al Shem Shachalil Kolo Nishma Yoser Mi'acher. It's the loudest. Nikru Kulan Al Shmo. So the Chalil, Chamisha V'Shisha. So that, the Chalil is used by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It's not Doche Shabbos, it's not Doche Yantif. So if Shabbos and Yantif fall on the same day, fine. Then the other 6 days, you use the Chalil. If they're different days, you only have five, because it's not Docha Shabbos or Yantif. Zach Chalil Shabbos HaShoeva, Sheino Docha, Lo Asa Shabbos, Velo Asa Yantif. Not Shabbos and not Yantif. The Rambam sounds like when Shabbos and Yantif, you don't have the party at all. It's not just you don't have the musical instruments. It sounds like from that Rambam, V'simcha zu, Eino Docha, Lo Asa Shabbos, Lo Asa Yantif. This simcha, doesn't just say this musical instrument. So it sounds like you wouldn't have do that. Why? Why can't you have the musical instrument? Because you're not allowed to play a musical instrument on Shabbos or Yantif. Right? You're not allowed to do that. Says Tosfos, beginning of this parak, Daf Nun. Ein Shvus b'mikdash. No, we see a Durabanan in the base of Mikdash. So what do you worry about playing musical instruments? And this is a Durabanan. The answer is, this isn't a real, but it's not Ein Shvus b'mikdash in the base of Mikdash. Ein Shvus regarding Avoda in the Mikdash. But this is not really avoda, right? It's just a mishum simcha yisera, says Tosfos. So therefore, we're not going to allow an issur derabanan in this case. Amru kol mishlo rosh simchas beis hashoeva lo rosh simcha biyamav. If you didn't say the simchas beis hashoeva, you're missing out. You've never seen true simcha. Hachalil chamisha v'shisha v'chulu, says the Gemara. It's mashma. What does the Mishnah say? This chalil is not docha Shabbos. That's mashma that another chalil is. Right? Hashal karban doche. It's mashma that the chalil of karbanos, right? There was a certain type of instruments that were used by the Nisach HaYayin every day in the Beis HaMikdash, that is Docha. So Masdisa de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that our Mishnah then is something like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani, Chalil Shal Karban, Docha the Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, the Chalil of the Karban, you could use those physical images even on Shabbos. Chacham say no, neither. They're not Docha either, period. The Gemara just adds, Taman Taninan, also this Mishnah, elsewhere, also follows the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah says in Arachin, "B'shneimasar yom b'shana chalil makel afnei mizbeach." There are 12 days that they use the chalil b'shchitas haPesach during Hallel. B'shchitas haPesach harishon, b'shchitas haPesach hasheni, b'yantiv harishon shel Pesach, b'yom atzeres, u'b'shmonas yimei achag. All those days. So the last one, the Mishnah says, all the 8 days of Sukkis, 8 days of Sukkis, they use the chalil. V'yishmona b'lo Shabbos. There's got to be a Shabbos in there. And if the Mishnah says use the chalil every day, it must be that the Chalil is Docha Shabbos. So that Mishnah also must be like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that the Chalil is Docha Shabbos and Yantif. Rabbi Yossi Amar Lastam, Rabbi Yossi Barbun, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi said it anonymously, Rabbi Yossi Barbun said it in the name Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that Mishnah Erechon is also the Shita of, reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop there before we get to the Svara of what, why would the Chalil be Docha and why it wouldn't be Docha. We'll stop with Al Datan.